Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tex Mars in the next segment's going to be with us for about an hour and a half. Really look forward to this interview. Then we have Academy Award winner Eva Horner, Taxi to the Dark Side torture film, won this year's Academy Award Best Documentary, joining us again. She also got a new film about Hunter S. Thompson out, and we want to talk to her about that because he talked about 9/11 being an inside job and Bush and pedophile rings. Let's go to Robert and then Eric, Daryl, Michelle, and others. Robert in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to make a few points about Obama. The whole civilian security force or whatever, I see this as after the economic collapse, there's not going to be any jobs.
No, that's what their plan is. That's what we've always laid out here. Exactly. Instead of going and building dams and bridges, they say it's going to be, they said this 10 years ago, tattletale squads, checkpoints. They're going to give 16-year-olds machine guns. They're going to have down to 14-year-olds aiding them. I mean, it says it. Children will be running our lives.
And it won't need to be mandatory because that's the only way people are going to support themselves.
Yeah, it's just going to be absolutely hellish.
I'd also like to add, Obama is the ultimate example of doublethink. He's supposed to be anti-war, but he's openly calling for war in Pakistan and continued war in Afghanistan. So people are holding two thoughts in their mind at the same time that cancel out. It's insane.
Well, remember that the liberals loved killing all the Serbs and DUing them for no reason after using Al-Qaeda.
Liberals that'll say, well, that's where Al-Qaeda really is. They really are in Pakistan. So let's borrow more money from China and go over there and you know,
look,
shoot them up.
That's how it's always worked. The left hated me when I was exposing Bill Clinton. Now they love me when I'm attacking Bush. Now they're going to hate us again. And that's why the country's going to die and they're going to go in FEMA camps because they just can't wake up. Though a lot of them are starting to wake up. They're not as dumb as they used to be. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Thank you, Robert. Great points. Eric in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, we're obviously at war. And with every good war victory, there's always a plan behind it. And I really applaud what you guys have done. I've purchased several of your videos.
You've got a plan, though. The problem is we've got to first wake the public up that there's a problem.
Sure, and the problem we're having...
Listen, I see millions of groups come and go because they're always trying to have a plan and always trying to first build the plan and then have everybody come get involved in their plan, and then it never goes anywhere. I'm just here to ring the alarm bells and then see what people want to do about it.
Oh, absolutely. And with Tiananmen Square, they didn't have a formulated plan either, and the protest went beautifully, but then afterward everybody was like, now what? So then after that, you know, the government swooped in and
that did discredit the government, and you can't take away what those valiant people did spontaneously.
Absolutely.
You just don't listen. We have more of a free media than you. Just don't hear about all the other Tiananmen Squares. The difference is in province after province, people who were unarmed defeat the military and police, and the central government is in major crisis. And they're trying to give the Chinese the Olympics to try to unify the country. The New World Order is trying to prop the country up through national pride right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the other point I was trying to make is we're on attack from two different angles. Not only do we have to fight for our country and for our freedom, but we also have families at the same time that we need to fight for. And one of the main things that we can do is become financially independent. To get out of debt. I'd recommend getting out of debt as quickly as possible.
I agree. Great point.
And you know, you can get off the power grid by getting solar panels. I mean, I would get water filters and stock up on food now because, you know, even if you invest in gold, who knows what kind of bizarre tricks they're going to play with that. You can't trust these people. And the more, and that, you know, that's what.
Well, if you're physically holding gold, it's a lot better than paper notes. I appreciate your call. Look, we need to get the will to stand up and fight tyranny. We have to first develop a will to stand up and resist evil. We have to first decide to get our hearts right and our minds right. Then everything else will follow, okay? And we have to ring the alarm bells. That's the number one thing, is discrediting these people and exposing government-sponsored terror. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. We've got Tex Mars with us for close to an hour and a half. Then we have Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker of The Taxi to the Dark Side, as Dick Cheney called it, the torture camps where they torture children to death, joining us. She's also got a new film coming out about Hunter S. Thompson. But we are joined for the next hour and 20 minutes or so by professor of space and aeronautics and military science, Tex Mars. He was an officer in the Air Force. He's had a whole bunch of best-selling books, not just on the New World Order and global government, but, you know, he's written the books that are, you know, only one gets chosen a year, the official book on how to pass the Armed Services military exam and all sorts of scholarly stuff. He's really a scholar, and we've been having him on quite a bit lately. We're really honored to have him in studio with us, and we're blessed to have him and his wife, Wanda Mars, and their great staff over at Power of Prophecy here in Austin, Texas, really serving the world with some of the best, most hard-hitting information out there available. We had him on twice in the last month about mysterious monuments. For the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I showed you some of the pages here on air. He's got some more today. We'll be showing folks here on the document cam. But because so much has happened today, and because Texas made films about this and written books about this from the source documents, I wanted to first thank Tex for being here, but then get his response to Barack Obama coming out in a speech saying million-plus Youth Brigade armed, and it's spying on the American people. They even said it. Now, we know they've been setting it up, and we know it's, Obama didn't invent this. He's just the front. And then they've announced in Chicago they're going to use the National Guard for gun confiscation. And all over they have this knock and talk where police are trying to come to people's houses from Boston to Dallas to Tucson to L.A. Under federal grants. And they're taking blood at warrantless checkpoints now all over the country. And so they are really trying to get in our comfort zones. And I wanted to get Tex Mars' take on that. Tex, it's a real honor to have you here.
Hey, Alex. Great to be with you again. And it really is a momentous time. You know, this this scheme by Barack Obama is not new. And as you mentioned earlier on your program, we go back to the Soviet era when they had the Soviet communist youth. Also, remember the incredible brigades of red youth during the days of Mao Zedong. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, of all things, proposed a great youth corps for America. So I believe that Barack is simply following in this socialist communist line that we've seen really the last century. And you know, they believe that if they can capture one entire generation, the youth, and if they can convert that youth into their way of thinking, into the, as Gorbachev called it, perestroika, that will mean a total victory for them. And I believe that's true. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, we were at Brave New Books just last week, and guess what? Much of the crowd there that's interested in exposing this, that are angry, are the youth. I think we have an incredible tide here of young people who are waking up. Now, some of the old people, unfortunately, I'm a little older, and I'm a little embarrassed, maybe my generation, because the youth of America are beginning to say, hey, wait just a minute. This is an age of barbarism, and we're not going to take this anymore. And I think the youth understand the sacrifices made by Americans in generations past. And they're saying, we're not going to forfeit what great generations before us did. We're not going to forfeit those freedoms. So, but again, Barack Obama, John McCain, it doesn't matter. This is a very false dichotomy, this left-right spectrum. And I want people to understand something. People out there who are listening to us, who may consider themselves as on the left side, okay, of center, they may believe that, well, if we get somebody like Barack Obama, who says he's for change, everything will be okay. I'm afraid that some people will go to sleep because they believe that, hey, we're leftists. Now we've got a leftist like us. But really, do they have a leftist like them?
It was the same thing with Bush. Everybody thought it was going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and conservatives all went to sleep. But if you look, it is the exact policies, just different rhetoric, continuing. And there's this huge foundation for youth brigades. Bush took Clinton's AmeriCorps and set up SecureCorps with the youth, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade with M16s,
mm-hmm.
training for gun confiscation. That was in major newspapers. Philadelphia Daily News was one. So this is all going on behind the scenes very quietly, but exactly. We have to shatter that left-right paradigm because they keep fooling us by changing horses. But I think, as you said earlier, one of the big things is they're afraid now because one of the things that Jim Tucker got out of the Trilateral Commission meeting a few months ago in D.C., and he had moles and got their minutes out. You know, he has all those sources, being in D.C. as a reporter now for 50 years, and he's always proven to have accurate info. They weren't worried about Ron Paul for president. They said he's got the youth. They're not getting into the communist groups or the right-wing groups, the fake right-wing groups. They are really getting into liberty, and they're talking about the Federal Reserve, and they are scared, and they're scared for a good reason, because if we had more time, I know we could win this. The problem is the enemy sees we're coming at them, and so they're moving quick. Please continue, Tex.
Well, with a economic catastrophe on the horizon, remember during the Great Depression, Roosevelt began his Civilian Conservation Corps, and much of that was youth. Now, I believe this is what is going to take place. If Barack Obama is president, I believe he will be, unless some 9/11 event catapults John McCain into office. What we will see is this will be proposed to be one of the solutions for these millions of American youth who can't find a job, who have no future, who are out there driftless
because of economic calamity. This for 15 years. You didn't just say this.
Of course. And so this will be the perfect thing for Obama to say, hey, youth of America, now I'm going to give you a purpose. I'm going to give you a goal. We're going to train you, indoctrinate you. You're going to be our youth core, our homeland security.
And it just so happens that a $1 trillion platform has already been built over the last 20 years for him. But overnight, he's got the idea and got all these bigwigs behind him in the Chicago Tribune saying this is, and they say, they don't say, oh, its mission will be helping people and some security. They say that there will be spies, armed spies. Tex, go ahead.
Well, they believe a generation that's been built, conditioned on video games like Grand Theft Auto and such, and barbaric movies, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all these, they believe these people will be fit to run their gulag concentration camps that Halliburton and KBR have built systematically over the last 10 years or so. So we have a generation. Now, what we have to do is continue to educate people, inform people, and really rattle some cages. Hey, Alex, I want to tell you something. This is just maybe symbolic, but it shows you the power of the Alex Jones Show. You remember last week when we were on, we talked about these North American Union pyramids in West Virginia. Now, remember, one of the things I'd like us to talk about today is the fact that the Illuminists in building this architecture around the world, this architectural colossus, are signaling future events. Now, we have in 2005 in Waco, Texas, the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox Morton, the prime minister of Canada, and Bush agreeing to this pact, this North American Union, by 2010. Okay? This was in 2005. But wait, in 1995, in West Virginia, where the two senators of that state, by the way, are a Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller,
and
Byrd, a 33rd degree Mason, they erected three pyramids, and they used U.S. taxpayer and West Virginia taxpayer money, and these three pyramids are symbolic. They are magical. They are ritual, and I believe they conducted rituals in those at their inauguration.
Well, we know it was laid down by Masons, so they do a ritual, a cornerstone.
Now, they placed three flags in front of them that existed to this day. Now, here's a photo of that. I know your TV people can see it, but those on radio, I want you to understand, here are three pyramids and the three flagpoles flying the Mexican, the Canadian, and the American flag in Princeton, West Virginia. Okay? Now, this is interesting. We went on your program. We exposed this. This was the first time this had ever been exposed. Remember, this presaged. This was a precursor to the North American Union Pact. Well, guess what? A good friend of my ministry sent me a new picture. And because of the incredible commotion that your show caused, they have temporarily brought down the Mexican and Canadian flags, and the only one that exists right now is the U.S. But
this is a brand new photo.
Yeah, this is a brand new photo.
Same place. We just showed people all three of the flags. Now, again, they can only do this stuff in the dark. They can only do this if we don't expose it.
One person wrote me an email. He said, Tex, what I did was, after I heard you with Alex Jones, I went to that place. And to my shock, it was true. There were the three flags flying. He said, I just got out of my car, I parked it, and I hoisted the two down, Mexican. And he said, I didn't want to damage any property. I didn't want to get in any trouble.
Good, I love it. That's like Sons of Liberty. We're starting to get aggressive.
Exactly. He said, and I folded them up very neatly and just set them down there on the sidewalk and left. Now, it's interesting, and then he said, I came back a week later and I took another picture. Guess what? They haven't put them back up. They're getting besieged with phone calls demanding to know why those foreign flags are in West Virginia at a government taxpayer-paid building. But remember, even the architecture, you see, the pyramids are a sign of regeneration, of the new order of the ages.
It's rising.
It's rising.
And in fact, with the Egyptians, every time a new dynasty came in, they would build new monuments to it.
And it also indicates, symbolizes the death of the old. So they were saying, death to America and up with the North American Union.
Which is also why they're building the big Muslim crescent, moon, and star.
Oh.
In fact, we're going to get to that when we get
back.
In fact, we'll just continue to talk during the break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but we'll come back with the main info in 4 minutes. Stay with us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
A whole section called Rothschild's Unholy Legacy in the Holy Lands. He's built a great pyramid in the courtyard of Hebrew University, and he's built the Israeli Supreme Court, an incredible complex. There again, we have Egyptian pyramids and all kinds of Masonic numerology used therein. And by the way, when you come out of Egypt, the first city you come to there is called Eilat, E-I-L-A-T. And when you drive in, you will see a great pyramid right there in the middle of the street and the boulevard with the all-seeing eye and the Masonic square and compass. Here again we see signs of Rothschild. Rothschild, of course, was the designer of the Israeli flag in 1948, the six-pointed star.
The seal of Solomon.
The seal of Solomon. It's the hexagram of witchcraft. 666 is concealed within the six-pointed star.
And that's the penultimate Kabbalic symbol, is it not?
Oh, yes. And, you know, the average person, you know, it doesn't matter. You may have a Jewish neighbor. You tell them about this. They don't know anything about this. They're not plotters. They're not conspirators. And I believe the people of Israel are going to be great victims of this because there is a satanic sect within the Zionist at the top, just like in America. The average American is patriotic to the core, but we have this small clique, this cabal.
Well, it's like the British. I've got a English name, you've got a Scottish name. The point is the government's evil there. Or like we talk about the evil communist Chinese, we're not saying the Chinese are bad, we're saying their leaders are wicked, and Israel is dominated by very, very wicked people, and they have now dominated the U.S.
Now, some people say, well, is their goal to bring Judaism to the world scene? Listen. Their world religion is based on acceptance of all religions, a melting of all religions into one, but you cannot say that your religion is exclusive or better. Let's just take this. This is an absolute disgrace. What I'm showing you here and what is pictured in Mysterious Monuments is the taxpayer-funded monument to the victims that died on 9/11, that aircraft that crashed there near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now, they have built an Islamic monument. It's an incredible thing. Remember, Arlen Specter is a senator that sort of greased this bill through Congress.
And it even aims at Mecca.
Well, it's oriented toward Mecca. And I show here, if you look at it, the crescent moon and the star, which is the sign of Islam. And they have designed it in the same kind of format. And by the way, even the name of it is called the Crescent of Embrace. Now, what a slap in the face to the survivors.
And they've got the visitor center. You have to be there to see it, but I know this is laid out, and it's been on the news, like a star right there.
Like the red star of communism. But the Crescent of Embrace, because the Islamic symbol is the crescent moon. So here we have a slap in the face. How can they actually, and by the way, Arlen Specter is Jewish, but he is a 33rd degree Mason. And remember, it was Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, who said every Masonic temple is a temple of religion. But it is not the religion of either the Jews or the Christians or the Muslims or the Hindus, but of the great architect,
Lucifer.
Yeah, all-seeing eye God. They call him the great architect. He is, in fact, Lucifer.
And their religion is manifesting it through building.
Through building. They call themselves the builders. I have a picture of a well-known. In fact, he's celebrated in all the Masonic lodges and by the Supreme Lodge there in Washington, D.C. Joseph Fort Newton. He wrote a book called The Builders. Did you know that the Freemasons actually claim that a Freemason named Peleg was the architect of the Tower of Babel? What a boast. They say, we, the Masons, built the Tower of Babel.
Well, that's like the European Union building is built exactly like that, and they even say that's what it's supposed to be. And then they have, on their stamps and money, they have the image of upside-down stars flying over it.
That's right. We have a picture here now, for your TV audience at least, but I want people to understand this. This is the new European.
See, it's not
community building. Well, it is done.
But I mean,
yeah, I see what you mean. It's not done.
But I mean, the architects are there leaving it like the biblical images.
Yeah, this is the Tower of Babel. Now, remember what I said about the Illuminati signaling future events. They build gigantic monumental architecture. And remember, it takes many years to build such, grandiose edifices. But here we have, in Europe, they have built this European community headquarters. And they have their 12-star flag out in front. And it is an unfinished Tower of Babel.
Well, then
they intend to finish the project.
Well, I agree with you. And as you know, Tex, on their actual money, they put the ancient Tower of Babel. The European Union, on their handbills, has the ancient Tower of Babel, the biblical representation. Stay there, Tex. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seeing...
We are back live. I have run into quite a few Hollywood people over the years, a lot of prominent folks have really sought me out. And it happened once, it happened twice, it happened three times. You know, you hear about Ronald Reagan, what time he give a speech, what day he give a speech, what colored tie. They would consult with three different astrologers. Tony Blair being possessed by the spirit of the light each morning. We talked about that a few weeks ago with Tex. And people couldn't believe it. They Googled it and found all the mainstream news and freaked out. And you know, Times of London, BBC, you name it. But I don't put any stock in all that stuff. I know it's dangerous. I stay away from it, whether it's real or not, that whole culture. But, you know, I was born on 2/11/74. And separately, I guess these globalists, I guess even the police, when they're looking at you at high levels, they go and look at when you're born and they do charts and then they... And then also the date and the numerology. And when I had three separate prominent people go, I looked into your date of birth and, you know, 2/11/74, and you put the 2 and the 11 together and the 74 makes 11, and, oh, this is the best number you can have for your birth. And then we did your chart. You know, we found out when you were born at 1 o'clock in the morning on this day when Mars was in the transit with this. But the point is, it's all gobbledygook, but they live it. They are literally obsessed. And that's the language they operate off of and numerology. And behind the scenes, Tex was getting into it. Recap some of what you said and then get more into it, please, Tex Mars.
Well, you know, Alex, I was thinking while you were talking about that. In World War II, British intelligence, working with the OSS, which is the precursor of the CIA of the United States, did the astrological chart on Adolf Hitler and Himmler. Well, can you imagine here? We're in the midst of World War II. They're doing the astrological chart. They want to understand the personality of Hitler and Himmler. One of the things we have to understand is that the Illuminist elite have this monumental architecture. Remember, they are empire builders, and architecture is a great part of that. Hitler, for example, had his own personal architect. They say he spent more time than even war making and war planning with Albert Speer, his architect, and he had great drawings. Remember, he considered himself a little bit of an artist architect. And so he had these fantastic plans. Stalin also had his architects all around him. They tore down one of the most famous churches, just razed it to the ground in Moscow, so they could build a great temple, you know,
to the Soviet man.
Monument. Yeah, to the Soviet man with Lenin at the top, raising his hand and looking toward the prince of the power of the air, which the Bible says is Satan.
Lenin, as I learned from you, and then I went and found it in mainline history books, he was obsessed with Lucifer and blood and death and just a complete maniac. And would, like you said, go to an island and just murder little bunny rabbits.
He was a monster. He kept calling for more blood. Here again, now we have the death situation. Let me give people a little picture of this. Now, this is, and I know this is the radio, but this is the great Maltese Temple of Blood that has been built in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, off the coast of the United States. Now, this is the other part of, you know, Haiti is on one side, and there is Dominican Republic. They built this, and they began the planning for this, Alex, in 1939. Now, they had the foresight to build this thing, designing. Remember, 1939 kicked off World War II, and they began the building with this. And the reason this was so important, remember, great bloodshed began. 50 million people perished in World War II. They were planning this great temple. Now, 1992, they had the grand opening of this. Everybody was there.
Meanwhile, Bush is announcing 1,000 points of light, simultaneously all sorts of weird celebrations all over the world. The New Edgers are on top mountains calling in the New Age.
The harmonic convergence met and so forth. And they were having the great Earth Day situations. Now, what is this? It's a gigantic building. It's many football fields long. It's bigger than the U.S. Capitol building. It's shaped like a great Mayan temple. In fact, there's a great Mayan pyramid on top of it with a gigantic laser light. They actually create the image of the beast in the sky.
That shines out of the torch, which is another Illuminati symbol.
Remember those Mayan temples and the millions of people who were sacrificed to the sun god, to Lucifer, in those Mayan, Incan, Aztec temples in Meso and South Central America.
And I'm noticing, as you said, there's no windows in this sector.
There's no window in this gigantic thing. But I understand that some people claim that there are many prison cells, many dungeons, torture centers in this. Now, when this first came to my attention, the report to me was that this is going to be used. People will be taken on jets, dissidents in America, okay, resistors to the New World Order, will be taken on jet aircraft, brought here, tortured, and disposed of. And I said, oh, no, that can't. Why would they take people on jet aircraft? Well, can you believe it? Extraordinary rendition is the euphemism they use. We are picking up people who resist the New World Order, calling them potential terrorists, and we now have a system, according to European reports, 39 gulags around the world. I want to ask the question, is this Maltese Temple of Blood, inaugurated in 1992, was this not a precursor to what we have today? Two great wars in the Middle East, maybe another one to come. Now, everywhere you go, the New York World Trade Centers were brought down, these two great towers. But prior to bringing them down, they erected four great towers with pyramidal structures on top. They call it the World Financial Center, and it sits right on the harbor at New York City. So they built four, each one being a corner of the world, the four corners of the world. Now, why did they bring down the two World Trade Center towers? This was the signal. This was the Illuminati's goal. They were saying it is the end of the American superiority in the World Financial Center. At the same time, they were planning to bring down the two World Trade Center towers, which would mean the end of American glory, you see. The end of the dollar. Over in Europe, they were building a great statue of the goddess, and she is holding up, and I have a picture of her in my book, she is holding up the euro. And beneath her, in a supine, cowering, you know, admiring position, are the people of the world. This is a statue.
About where is that? Because I remember seeing that. It's incredible.
Yeah. This is on pages four. Let's see. Yeah, page 57 in Mysterious Monuments. There is the euro goddess. And look at her. You can see the picture. She's holding up the euro. She's exalting the euro among all the nations
of
the world.
And then there's a pyramid structure made up of basically crushed people who are supine on their backs.
And not only that, over in Berlin, Germany, they had a huge, and I have the headline in this book, I think that's page 40, 41, the Reichstag Reborn. But it's not just the old, outside it looks like the Reichstag, but inside they have a great inverse a cone or pyramid down into the assembly, and that channels all of the prince of the power there, all of the energy forces from the cosmic gods and goddesses into the German Reichstag. So they added that feature, that satanic feature, to the architecture of the Reichstag. But here again we have,
and they have that in the Louvre too, pyramids on top, pyramids below, and then Francois Mitterrand said, I'm an occultist, and I've had this guy design it with 666 pieces of yellow-pink glass, and that this is a power talisman. He was in the news saying, and they, it was kind of a national thing, God, is he crazy? And they said, no.
I have a whole lot on the architect. I am Pai, Chinese-American. By the way, he's doing a lot of projects in Red China today. He also, I think he was a designer of the Kennedy Center. But I am Pai specializes in pyramids. And he did build, and that's, it's odd to see this ancient King Louis the 14th palace, the Louvre Museum, and right in front of it is an Egyptian pyramid of crystal glass. But it's interesting that Mitterrand, according to Le Monde, that's the Paris newspaper, The World, in English, Mitterrand went to the top of a sacred mountain in the Pyrenees. And there he beat on drums and set lotus legged. And remember, this is the president of France. He has the ability to destroy much of the world with the nuclear weapons of France.
So they got more than 1,000 nukes.
And he beat the drums to evoke the spirits to come forth. And they instructed him to build a great pyramid. Now, this is no different than an American,
and
a billionaire named Isaac Tigret, who went to the Great Pyramid in Egypt, and spent the night in the Pharaoh's king's chamber in the very middle. And at the stroke of midnight, according to his testimony, by the way, I have a picture of Isaac Tigret in this book. Isaac Tigret says a great light came, and a voice said to him, build a pyramid like this in the United States. So we went to the sister city of Memphis, which is Memphis, Egypt, Memphis, Tennessee, and he built the Great American Pyramid.
What page is that text? I want to show them that. It's amazing.
I don't remember the page of that, but it's probably in the first 50 pages or something.
No, I remember.
624 pages. It sometimes escapes me. There's so much here, but I believe you'll see on the right-hand side there a picture of Isaac Tigret. Isaac Tigret
I'll find it.
The founder of Hard Rock Cafes, the chain. And he, of course, worships Sai Baba, the Hindu guru, and so forth. But he also owned the Phoenix Suns. Now, get that sun. Remember the sun god motif of the ancient mystery religions. And I have pictured the T-shirt they sell. And I've seen young people wearing this T-shirt. It says Hard Rock Cafe, and then it's the sun. Just an image of the sun. Here again, we get to the sun god. By the way, here's something else. If you want to talk about the Harbinger, there we go. There you see the picture. By the way, this is American Airlines magazine. And I was flying somewhere, and wow, there on the front cover is the Great American Pyramid.
And see, he's telling us, it says Hip and Holy is the American Airlines magazine, and they're telling you this is religious. This American Airlines is saying this is a holy, these pyramids are religious, baby.
That's right.
And there's the government.
Look at the T-shirt here on the left-hand side. This is an ad I got out of Indianapolis magazine, and look what it says at the top. Revolution.
Anarchy. Rebellion. Bring the whole family.
Bring the whole family. Oh, yeah. By the way, the interesting thing about this great pyramid, is that rumors began when this was built that Isaac DeGrette, this billionaire, owner of the Phoenix Suns, this is one of the richest guys in America, that Isaac DeGrette had had the engineers and the builders to place a small sealed a metal box right at the very apex, way up at the top, hundreds and hundreds of feet up. And it was rumored that that building was dedicated to the devil by Isaac DeGrette. Now, the city fathers, this rumor got so big in Memphis, they were afraid nobody would come to the pyramid. They were going to have all these athletic games and so forth, and there was going to be a rock and roll museum there. So they said, what are we going to do to get the people to come to this? They're afraid that it's been dedicated to the devil in Memphis, Tennessee. So they made fun of it. Now, listen to this, Alex. They made fun. They said, can you believe these crazy people out there, conspiracy theorists, are claiming this was dedicated to the devil? They're claiming there was a strange box that was planted at the very top and welded down. So they made a big deal of it, the mayor and the city council, ha, ha, ha. And they sent their engineers up with the newspapers, the cameras moving in the local channels. Guess what? They said, we're going to show you there's nothing there. They found the box. They took welding torches, they brought it down, they opened it up, and boy, they were shocked. There was a velvet patch in there, a bag. They opened up the bag, and there were artifacts, obviously talismans, charms. It had been dedicated to his gods, just as had been rumored by the builders of that pyramid.
Well, just like we told you in West Virginia, they had the North American Union obelisk and the pyramids and the flags, and there it is. Folks, again, a lot of atheists out there, the New World Order trains people to not believe in the spiritual, but that's only because they want them to be blind so that they can control them. But when you get into it, I don't know a globalist who isn't completely obsessed and who in their writings doesn't admit that they're basically flopping around daily being possessed by entities. They believe it, whether they're schizophrenic or not. And as you said, they now say that their gods are telling them to kill almost everyone on Earth. And so I want to get into their world population reduction and then go back through your other notes. We've got about 45 minutes left with you, Tex. You really have gotten into their documents, their plans, how they created that special forces group that's job was to, quote, be the beast and the Earth Force to kill everybody.
Yeah, the Earth Battalion.
And, the first Earth
Colonel
Battalion.
Colonel Jim Cannon's Earth Battalion.
Yeah, and then now they've announced, and right here at Office Depot in town, two stores now, we put photos up there, it says you got to park around back if you've got an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and tell you. And then it says this is dedicated to the Earth, and this is for the Earth, and this is this and that. And, of course, it all sounds reasonable. Meanwhile, they're the ones destroying the Earth with all the toxic waste and GMO and the rest of it. And they're now inculcating us with an anti-human, pro-death view. And I wanted to let people understand that that's what's guiding all of this, and I wanted you to speak to that and some of their monuments to death.
You know, back in the 18th century, the French Revolution, the Illuminists, of course, engendered that incredible bloody thing with the guillotines and so forth. But they said we are inaugurating an age of reason. And they claimed that they worshipped a god of reason. Not the god of the other religions, but a new god, the great architect, who would build a great new order of the ages, the god of reason. Now on page 21 of Mysterious Monuments, I have a picture of the Georgia Guidestones. Now this is something that I visited. Here are these, it's almost like an American Stonehenge. And I went there and I saw they had a great bronze plaque. And it's written in 8 different languages, including English, French, Babylonian, cuneiform, back to Babylon. And they said, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. Now remember, this is a new thing. This is, remember what I said, that the Illuminati elites signal future events through architecture. They built these Georgia Guidestones near the little town of Everton, Georgia. They spent many millions of dollars. And the first of the 10 guides, these replaced the 10 commandments, you see, for this new environmental world order. The first one says that the world must be reduced to 500 million people so that mankind will be in harmony perpetually with nature. Now, since there are 7 billion people on this planet, all they have to do is massacre 6.5 billion to make it a sustainable. They use the word sustainable. And they say 500 million is the most this planet can sustain.
And now the Pope came out today and said we must be sustainable. All the other big, they've had both Pat Robertson and Al Sharpton get together and say we agree. Newt Gingrich has come out, whose favorite people are the communists, Alvin and Heidi Toffler, saying that they are saying global warming's real. We've got to have a carbon tax on all human activity. And they say that Al Gore's going to have a 10-million-man youth brigade they're now recruiting who is going to enforce that as well.
I had a good friend the other day where she worked. She mentioned that she didn't believe in global warming. And a lady that worked there, right, and they've been friends for years in the desk next door, got up and screamed at her, "How dare you not believe in global warming? You're a monster," and started calling her names. And it was like a religious fervor. "How dare you? You must believe in global warming. Don't you understand? We've got to save the planet. We've got to save..."
Well, they're now saying in the U.S. and England that we need to be arrested. We'll talk behind the scenes more about this right now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, before we go any further,
front porch sitting.
I want all of you to know that we're opening the phones up in the next hour for 30 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a lot of calls for Text Mars, 1-800-259-9231. Text Mars is coming up. Questions about specifically the New World Order, what they're doing. We were just now talking about the phony environmental movement. Meanwhile, the globalists are destroying the earth and we build a new one. But how it is a cult, and they admit that this is a social unification tool in their own papers admitting it's all fake. It's just cynical and evil, and while you're busy trying to ban carbon and tax yourself, they're going to go on genetic engineering and doing things that are really bad. Text Mars.
Well, back to the Georgia Guidestones. Here we have the Illuminist signaling the future of mankind, which is a catastrophe, which will mean the wipeout of 6.5 billion people off this planet so they can reach their reasonable goal of 500 million sustainable population. So they have this in stone, amazingly. Here we have the forensic evidence of that. So, by the way, if we go forward, I want to mention, too, as we were on the break, we were talking about, back in the late 1980s in Colorado, Maurice Strong, head of the United Nations Environmental Program, met with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others. And there at Crestone, Colorado, they came up with the idea for the conservation, World Conservation Bank. And all of the nations of the world would put in all of their wilderness areas and everything. And by the way, the interesting thing about this is we then began this great process of internationalizing all of America's wilderness areas and national parks with the United Nations biospheres.
And people didn't believe it, but we got the treaty agreements. It was a handover of that, but not just that, the buffer zones, and now those are all the areas they're grabbing and setting off limits.
That's right, because nature is to be the great world religion. But who is the god of nature? Nature's god. Well, it's Pan, the horn god of the forest. Here again, everything goes back to these devils. And by the way, to indicate that was the future of the world, is Pan, the horn god of witchcraft, in London, England, in Hyde Park, which is sort of like New York Central Park, they have built a great statue of Pan, the horn devil god. A man named Epstein was the sculptor, and underneath it there's a bronze plaque. Now imagine, go to London, England, go to Hyde Park, and there you have a great devil goat god statue, and underneath it says, Family of Man. Family of Man. He's head of the Family of Man, according to the Illuminist. And by the way, go to the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and have pictures of it. You'll also find devil
gods. Right there, yeah.
There's a devil god. I think that's pages 388, 389 of Mysterious Monuments. Even Darth Vader. Because the Book of Daniel, the Bible says, the last day's ruler, world king, the Antichrist, will be the god of forces. There we have old Darth Vader in stone. It's a little comedic in a way, and yet it's
well, they
it's
know
symbolic.
It's funny for the public, but then it's not for everybody else.
Now imagine, here we have a great a Gothic cathedral, the National Cathedral, where they had the 9/11, you know, interfaith memorial service with all the presidents and religious leaders, and there's Darth Vader looking down on people. But you can't see him. You got to have a telephoto lens because these demons and devils are all up on the ledges in stone looking down on passers-by. Now, I want to get back to this North American Union thing. What other ways have they signaled?
Okay, let's stay there. We got a one-minute break, and we're going to come in and get into the North American Union and take calls. Tex Mars, the new book, Mysterious Monuments, Enshroud the World with Magic Seduction. 1-800-259-9231. Get the book at Infowars.com today. You can also get it with a companion video of my new film, Endgame. They both dovetail together. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.